As you know, I signed the budget this morning. This is our first year that we have a budget surplus in 6 years. That's why I put so much effort this year into the budget to make sure we had tax cuts. We had great news on Friday. Unemployment now is for the second month in a row below the national average. It's down to 7.2%. So clearly what we're working on, the things we're doing, are working. Since I became governor, the private sector has generated around 330,000 jobs now. So that's great news for Florida families. What we are working on clearly works. As you know, we were able to put more money into the budget this year for the second year in a row in K-12 education, over $1 billion 2 years in a row. This year included a $480 million for teacher pay raises. It's the right thing to do for our teachers. As you know, now, according to Education Week, we're number 6 in the country in education. Our 4th graders are number 2 in the world in reading. Our 4th and 8th graders are making better student achievement gains than any other large state in the country. And as we all know, our teachers are great. According to the National Council for Teacher Quality, we have the most effective teachers in the country. Now, I vetoed legislative proposals to the tune of over $360 million. My filter was this. One, is it going to help our families get more jobs? Two, will it help improve our education system in our state? And three, will it make government more efficient so we can keep the cost of living low in our state? As you know, I vetoed the tuition increase. I worry about the cost of higher education. I know in my case, my wife's case, we didn't have parents that could pay for higher education, so the cost of tuition was very significant to us. I know some people think that I shouldn't get involved in that. Some people think we can't win. I am absolutely committed to keeping tuition low. Where this is not a political decision, this is a decision for Florida families. Tuition cannot continue to go up the way it's been going up. I don't care whether we're talking about a 3% tuition increase or 1% tuition increase. We need to hold the line on tuition. I've asked all of our university presidents and colleges to think about how high education costs now for higher ed. They've got to think about how they keep the cost of living low, how we make sure we're helping people get degrees where they can get a job. That's the most important thing we can do for anybody going on higher education. When they finish, do they have a job? Could they afford their education? How much debt are they going to have? We cannot put our students in a position where they can't afford higher education.